good evening, good afternoon. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sidisha Verma from Branding by Pixels, and today is Thursday. Thursday, we record a business case study podcast here in our podcast channel, School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. And today's interesting case study that I have brought to you is of a brand that is a startup food delivery app and has now turned into India's unicorn brand. Now, if you specifically look at what a unicorn business is, unicorn businesses are those who have a valuation of $1 billion. So, Swiggy has reached that $1 billion and it was also able to beat the market leader, which was Zomato. So many other countries, including US, have food delivery apps. So today we will try to understand how Swiggy has become the market leader here in India, what they have done differently, and what is the current status of this company. So Swiggy started way back in 2014. And many people thought that this was a late entrant for a food delivery app, because by 2014 in India, it was a food delivery was a crowded market. There were many other players in this specific segment like Zomato, Food Panda, and Tiny All, etc. So people thought Swiggy will be just one more competitor in this hugely competitive space of food delivery and probably might fail. But today, post 7 years, Swiggy is a unicorn startup with a valuation of more than $1 billion. If you look at the founders, Swiggy was founded by Sriharsha Mejeti, Nandan Reddy, and Rahul Jamini. Both Sriharsha and Nandan Reddy were BITS Pilani graduates. BITS Pilani is one of the prestigious technological colleges here in India. And Rahul Jamini was an alumni of IIT. Again, IIT is one of those institutes which is supposed to have the world's toughest exam, entrance exam to get into the institute. So all of these three people, they graduated from prestigious institutes of India. And not just that, they actually, before they even created the startup, they have had work experience. They have worked in multiple companies. They have tried to understand how the business world actually works. Rahul Jamini comes from a startup, which was an e-commerce startup specifically into fashion. And he joined Sriharsha and Nandan later to start Swiggy. Now, specifically, if you look at Swiggy, Swiggy's idea was started, Sriharsha and Nandan thought about starting something on their own way back in 2013. And they thought one of the ideas that they were working on was India is a big country and there are a lot of products which are being manufactured in India. But because of not having the service of courier wherein the products could be reached to everybody who wants them across India, most of the companies failed to sell across India. So way back in 2013, that was the business problem that Sriharsha and Nandan were trying to solve. So they thought they would create a courier service wherein the big companies like DTDC, FedEx would be able to talk to smaller courier companies and create a huge network. So any product can be bought across any part of the India and then delivered across India. But when they were brainstorming regarding this idea, doing different discussions, they understood that there was a bigger opportunity in the food delivery space. And that is where they started this company called as Swiggy. Now, specifically way back in 2014-2015, there was a huge boom of different venture capitalists investing specifically in consumer-oriented companies. And of course, Swiggy was one of those companies who got the funding. But if you look at the companies which got funding in 2014-2015, apart from Swiggy, there is no other company which is still in existence today. So that is all because of the grit of the founders, the business model that they have created, the way that they have innovated the different services that they have. So most of us business owners, whenever we are trying to work on a business idea, we keep thinking that the business idea should be unique, and we don't do anything about the business idea that we have because it is not unique enough, because it is not different enough. If you specifically look at Swiggy, Swiggy was a late entrant in an overcrowded market, and their business idea was not very different from what companies out there already had and were working on. But because of their efficiencies, because of their innovation, Swiggy has become a market leader in just about 7 years. So it is just not about a unique idea. It is also about what kind of implementation you bring to that idea, what kind of uniqueness you bring to the business model. Now, if you specifically look at Swiggy, there are two success factors to this company. One is they are hugely customer obsessed. So if you were in India and you have experienced Swiggy, you know that if you get a wrong item from the food that you have ordered, Swiggy will replace that for free. Apart from that, the second success factor is strong management team. Swiggy has had a big vision from the start, but having a big vision does not guarantee a business success. Making sure that your day-to-day runs as smoothly as possible makes your company successful. So with Swiggy, if you see, Swiggy's app generally has a list of the restaurants, and it will also tell you if you order a specific item from that restaurant, how much time it will take for the food to reach you. And most of the times I have seen, at least 90% of the times, the food reaches you within the span of the time that they tell you, or even before that span of the time that they tell you. So doing this consistently on a daily basis is the success of Swiggy. Now, specifically, if you look at the industry way back in 2014, the way that you could order food here, specifically in India, was that you just have to call the restaurant and you had to order it from them. And there was no guarantee that though you called the restaurant to order, because there was no upfront payment, the restaurant could either deliver the food to you or it would deliver the food to you in 3 hours. So the guarantee, there was definitely no guarantee way back then, but Swiggy changed everything because of its planning, because of its implementation. Now, specifically, if you look at Zomato, which is a company again in India, which is into food delivery service and has also gone for IPO. Zomato way back then was just a review website. So different restaurants were listed in Zomato, and those restaurants had to pay money for getting themselves listed on Zomato. But Zomato was more of a review kind of website. So if you went to a specific restaurant, you liked the food, you did not like the food, you just went ahead on Zomato and then left a review, so that tomorrow if I'm looking at that same restaurant, I can go read the reviews and then decide for myself whether I want to dine in that restaurant or not. But food delivery service completely changed with the advent of Swiggy coming into picture. Zomato later added food delivery service as well, but in 2014 they were so vexed up that they stopped actually expanding their food delivery service. They were not able to monetize the service like Swiggy has done. Within 1 year of Swiggy coming into the market, Swiggy started charging customers to get their food parcels. Previously, they were not charging anybody, they were not even charging the restaurants, but within 1 year they started charging customers an additional fee to get the food delivered. And that is why today Swiggy is a profitable unicorn startup venture, whereas Zomato is still struggling to monetize its service at this point of time. Now, specifically, if you look at Swiggy, their focus has always been to create a logistics company, not just a food delivery company. So what does that mean? Because of this focus, they have been able to create that advantage in the market by hiring people, their own people, and creating a huge partner network. So at this point of time, they are employing 1.25 lakh active delivery partners. These delivery partners are spread across India, and they pick up the parcel from the restaurant and deliver it to the customer's doorstep. Now, again, one of the other advantages of Swiggy was, Swiggy wanted to make sure that they could accurately tell you from the time you place the order to the order getting delivered to you, how much time it will take, so that you can plan your day accordingly. And to do that, they had to map Google, they had to use Google Maps. And they were able to actively work on Google Maps API to modify it according to their requirements and create a whole infrastructure around it. Because if you specifically know India, India is a country full of lanes, right? So it was very easy for you to get lost in India. So it was the same case with the delivery partners as well. So rather than that, what they have done is they have used technology, which is Google Maps API, to create a complete infrastructure around the restaurants and the customers. So it is easy for the delivery partner to pick up the food and then deliver it on time every time. Now, if you specifically look at this kind of industry wherein you are employing a lot of people, attrition is a huge problem. But to make sure that the delivery partners stay with the company, Swiggy has launched a new app for them. And this app shows them, number one, high demand areas. So how delivery boys make money is, they make money for the number of parcels that they have delivered in that on that specific day. And then that amount gets accumulated and it gets paid at the end of the month as a salary. So Swiggy was showing high demand areas in the app for the delivery partner, so they could decide whether they want to be present in that high demand area and then make more money by delivering more parcels. Or if they have other obligations, they could go to low demand areas and then start working. Or sometimes they could switch places, go to a high demand area in the afternoon and again go back to a high demand area in the evening. So they have given that flexibility to their delivery partners, thus enabling them to make as much money as they want. Number two was earnings on the home page. So most of the companies are not upfront regarding how much they are going to pay their delivery partner. So until and unless you get the salary into your account, you don't know how much you have made for that month. But rather than keep that as a surprise or keep that as a separate thing, Swiggy is actually showing the earnings on the homepage of the app that is available for delivery partners. Now, that is specifically for delivery partners. What have they done for end customers like me? So with the pandemic happening, Swiggy lost all of its business. Specifically in India, we have had lockdown for more than 3 months. With the advent of lockdown, most of the restaurants were closed down. If there were no restaurants, then how will Swiggy make money? Because there will be no delivery service, right? And everybody thought this is the end of the food delivery service here in India. But Swiggy was able to tide through these difficult times by creating two separate services. Two separate new services. One was Swiggy Genie. Swiggy Genie enables you to send parcels to your loved ones. It could be electronics, it could be clothes, it could be food items across the city. So because of this pandemic, most of us were not able to meet our parents, our extended families, and with this Swiggy Genie support, we were able to send home cooked food to them if they were not feeling well. And that is one of the services that Swiggy launched. So because they already have a delivery network, they were able to optimize on the delivery network that they had. Now the second service that they have created was Swiggy Instamart. Swiggy has created small godowns across the city, and they are storing materials which don't get which don't become bad or which don't spoil. For example, your pulses, they don't spoil for two 2 to 3 months. Your cereal, so all these grocery stuffs is what they are storing in the godowns across the city. And their promise is, once you order on Swiggy Instamart, you will be getting delivery of the product within 30 minutes flat. So generally, other apps that are out there here in India who do delivery services of commodities or groceries, they generally take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. But because of the way that Swiggy has planned its godowns across city, they are able to deliver any product that you ask, specifically in the grocery segment, within 30 minutes flat. So that is also one of the innovations that they have come up with. And if you specifically look at what are the top three things that I can learn from this specific case study as a business owner, number one is to get experience. In today's world, we see most of the youngsters on social media platforms writing under their profiles that they are founders and CEOs of some random company, right? So, and if you go to YouTube, people, there are gurus who just bombard you with this lesson that you have to start early in any business to retire rich by 40. But that is not how things work. See, if you don't understand how the business space works, if you don't have enough motivation, if you don't even know how things how thing moves and e-commerce, I mean any commerce works in the world, you are definitely going to fail. And once you fail, you feel negative, because as humans, we are not prone to failure. And then probably you are also missing out on your studies because you think that, well, Bill Gates quit his school. Steve Jobs left his college. So why should I complete my education? But if you look at Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, they are 1 in a million people. So until and unless you have that kind of drive, I suggest that you go through your education and get some experience, work in a company so you know how a company structure works, how the business world works, how can you market your product. Try to understand how the customers, why the customers are buying from this company. What are the products that they have? What can you do to add value to your customer? So, and if you have a business idea in a specific domain, get a job in a company which is working in that domain so you can understand the competition. You can understand how the market works by specifically working in that company. Even Swiggy's founders worked for a few years, though they have had degrees from prestigious institutions here in India before they started their own startup, and that is why they have become super successful. Now, point number two is automation is key. Swiggy kept evolving and it kept adding technology to its platform of food delivery service. They were not just relying on delivery partners, but they were trying to use technology like the app and like Google Maps API to make sure that they keep evolving in their business. And they have automated everything. If there was one specific person sitting and trying to create the best route between the restaurant and the customer, it would have never been able to scale to this extent. They have used technology to create Google Maps API and then build a whole infrastructure around it. So automation is key. You have to look at what all specific aspects in my business can I automate. As a small business owner also, you could automate some redundant tasks, like invoicing can be automated. So every month for that particular customer, an invoice will be sent automatically without you sitting before the computer. Number two, you could also automate your CRM systems. For example, let us say today you call somebody and that person says, I'm a little busy right now, or I don't have budgets, but you do call me back in February 2022 and we will think about what we can do with you. So in that case, most of us generally write in a diary and then we forget. But if you could implement a CRM system, the CRM system will by itself send you a notification when February comes so that you can call that person again. So these small tasks, redundant tasks, you could actually automate. But most of us don't even understand the importance of automating in our business. If that is something of interest for you, then do drop me a note on at sirisha@therainbrandingbypixels.com and I will create a whole podcast series on it. Now, Point number three is to keep innovating. Of course, they have kept innovating. They have added new services. They were not one of those companies which just gave up because of the pandemic situation. And there was no food delivery service. So though they had incurred huge costs, they had optimized their current delivery systems. So now they have additional services like Swiggy Genie or Swiggy Instamart, wherein they are able to earn additional revenues for their business. How many of us do think about innovation? We are stuck with the same business for years together, and then we wonder why we are not growing. But again, this ties back into point number two, wherein you are not automating your redundant tasks, and because you are just sitting there and doing the same stuff day after day, year after year, your energy is completely sapped, and that is why you are not able to concentrate on what can I do in my business apart from this. So that is why automation is the key for you to scale your business. And with that, if you add innovation, nobody can stop you from becoming successful. I hope you found this content interesting. This is Sirisha Verma, Founder, Chief Strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. If you want me to cover a specific topic, you can always drop me a note or just say hi to me at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. I've also created a podcast on top 20 business ideas that you can start in 2022 with zero investment and minimal skills. So if you have any business idea in your mind, or if you want to do a business but you don't have any investment at this point of time and you cannot upgrade yourself, that is a podcast that you definitely should listen to. So I hope you found this content interesting. Please do take care, and I will see you again on Saturday with a business book review. Bye-bye.